We continue with Masechus Beitza, Daf Lamed Zayim et Aleph. We're going to begin with the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. The topic of this Mishnah is Tuchum Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos and Yom Tif, it is prohibited for a person to walk more than 2,000 amos out of the city limits, unless he places an Erev prior to Shabbos and Yom Tif, which enables him to extend that limit in any particular direction, depending on where he placed the Erev. That will allow him to walk an additional potentially an additional 2,000 amos. So the subject of the Mishnah is that not only do we say regarding an individual that there are limits that are placed on him as to how far he can walk on Shabbos and Yom Tif, but even his possessions are also subject to those same limitations. So here the Mishnah begins, Abehemah hakelim kiragli habaylim, which means literally a behemah, an animal, and utensils are subject to the same limitations of the feet of the owners, meaning just like the owner is limited by Tchum Shabbos and cannot walk more than 2,000 amos out of those limits, so too, an animal, kalim, that belong to that individual may also not be brought outside of that very same Tchum. Hamosa behemtel of no oliroe, says the Mishnah that if a person goes ahead and he entrusts his animal to either his son or to a shepherd, and he does this on Yom Tif, so hare elu kiragli habailim, so they are also, once again, literally like the feet of the owners, meaning we don't say that because the son or the shepherd, let's say if he prepared an Erev, would be permitted to walk beyond the Tchum, we don't say that the animal can go to that place as well. Rather, we say that it is limited, karagli b'haylim, literally like the foot of the owner, and since the owner is limited by a certain border, a certain boundary, so the animal is as well. Continues the Mishnah, Kalim hamuyuchadim le'echad min ha'achim shebabayis. Let's say you have two brothers or multiple brothers in a household. If you have utensils that are designated for one of them, hare elu karaglov. So then we say, again, that they are limited to the same distance that the owner, that particular brother himself can go. V'she'enum yuchadin, however, if these particular kelim are not designated for the use of one particular brother, but rather they're shared by all of them, hare elu kemakam shahochin, so then their limits, the restrictions are basically to the area where all of them could go. In other words, assuming for the purpose of the discussion that the brothers have different chumin, so the kelim could only be brought to an area that is common to all of them, but cannot be brought to any area which is exclusive to one, because after all, they are enum yuchadin, and so therefore they have a shared use and are limited to the area which is shared by all of them. The Mishnah continues and talks about a related topic, Hashoel kli mechavera. If a person goes ahead and he borrows a utensil from his friend, me'erev yamtiv, if he does it on erev yamtiv, so then karagli hashoel. So now, this particular kli can be brought anywhere where the shoel can go, the shoel being the borrower, because it is essentially in his reshus at this point. B'yamtiv, however, if he borrows it on yamtiv itself, not an erev yamtiv, kiragli hamashil. So then it is limited to the feet of the lender, because in this particular case, when yamtiv began, this keli was limited to a particular area and cannot change once Yom Tov starts. And similarly says the Mishnah, if you have a woman, let's say, who borrows from her friend on Yom Tov, a tavlin, spices, water, salt, etc., she borrows this in order to prepare her isa, her dough. So then any of the foods that are cooked or the dough, so they are again limited to the tachum of the feet of both of them, meaning they can the dough, the food, can only be carried to an area which is included in a common tachum for both of them. And Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim if they she'ein b'hen mamish. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with water because ein b'hen mamish, because it has no visibility. Rashi explains over here that once the water becomes absorbed into the pot or into the dough, so you can't really see the water as being its own independent entity. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that when it comes to water, it is not going to be limited in this respect to Ragli Shtehen, because it sort of loses its own mamashus. Using the word of the Mishnah, it doesn't have the same sort of independent existence that it did prior to being used. So the Gemara now begins on the bottom of the Amud, last word, Masnisin. Masnisin delo k'Rebbe Dosa. that our Mishnah is obviously not in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. The Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Dosa Omer, V'amila Abishalom, and those that say that it was Abishol who said, Halokech behema mechaveru be'erev yamtif, afa pishalom masur ele biyamtif, harehi kiragle halokeach. Says Rabbi Dosa or Abishol that if a person goes ahead and he purchases a behemoth animal from someone on Erev Yomtiv, prior to Yomtiv, so even though he did not actually give it over to him until Yomtiv started, Hare Elu Kiragle Halokeach, it is allowed to be brought anywhere within the Tuchum of the Lokeach, because the purchase was final prior to Yomtiv, and even though there was no Masira, even though the animal had not yet been handed over, nevertheless, it's now considered to be fully in the Rishus of the Lokeach. V'hamose behema l'roach apishal masur el biyamtiv. However, when a person goes ahead and is moser, he entrusts an animal to a shepherd. He didn't sell it, so even if he did not actually hand it over until yamtiv, hare'elu kiragli haroe, it is accorded the same tuchum like the feet of the shepherd, meaning wherever the shepherd could go, this animal could go. Now, the Gemara observes that this particular ruling seems to contradict that which it says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if an animal is entrusted to a shepherd on Yom Tov, so the tuchum for that particular animal is the same as the owner of the animal. Over here, however, the Braisa says, "Hamosa behemel roa afa pishal masal b'Yom Tov harikel ragle haroa." That basically it follows the feet of the roa of the shepherd, not the owner. So says the Gemara, "Afilu tamer Rabbi Dosa." Perhaps you could say that our Mishnah would even follow the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. There's not necessarily a contradiction here. V'lokasha, there's no problem. Why? Kan b'roa echad, kan b'shnei roim. That the case of the Braisa was talking about a case where there is only one shepherd, meaning this town has only one shepherd, so it's clear before Yom Tov, even though he was not yet most of the animal to the shepherd, it was clear that it would be entrusted to him, and so therefore, the animal naturally assumes his tuchum. However, kan b'shnei roim, over here, the case in our Mishnah is talking about a case where there are two or more than one shepherd, so it's not clear when Yom Tov begins which shepherd is ultimately going to be entrusted with the animal, and so therefore, the owner's tuchum is the tuchum that is imposed upon this animal. And Dekanami Dektani says the Gemara that there seems to be a further indication of this from the language of the Mishnah, because it says livno oliroe. A person is moser, a person entrusts his animal to his son or his shepherd. Why does it say son or shepherd? Meaning, it is not clear prior to Yom Tov which individual, the son or the shepherd, or perhaps someone else, would be the one to assume control of this particular animal. Shmaminas, we see from here that the Mishnah is talking about a case where prior to Yom Tov, it's not clear who ultimately is going to have control of this animal, and so therefore, by default, the Mishnah rules that the tchum is karagli habailim, that has to follow the same limits of the owner himself. Continues the Gemara, Omar, Rabba Barachanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Dosa. So Rabbi Barachanam teaches that the Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. The opinion that we saw over here, that when you're Moser, a behemoth to a roe, even though it was not given over until Yom Tov, it's Karagli HaRoa. Says the Gemara, Miyamar, Rabbi Yochanan, Hochi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Kestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says the Halacha follows a Stam Mishnah, and our Mishnah teaches, it's Nan, HaBehemah Vakelim, Karagli HaBailim. Our Mishnah teaches, and it's a Stam Mishnah, it's recorded over here anonymously, says that a behemah v'hela v'hakelim kiragli habailim follow literally the feet of their owners, meaning that the limit does not follow that of the roa, but rather that of the bailim. So how could Rabbi Yochanan teach that Halacha follows Rabbi Dosa? Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, comes to a different conclusion. Says the Gemara, no, v'lo kimna, we already explained, kam b'roa echad, kam b'shnei roim. Really, there is no machlokas at all between the Brais and the Mishnah. They would both agree, in theory. The Mishnah, as we said, is talking about a case where there are shnei roim. There is more than one shepherd, and so therefore it is not clear prior to Yom Tov to which shepherd the animal will be entrusted. Over here, the Brais, however, is talking about a case where there's only one roa, there's only one shepherd, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, in this case, the Halacha follows Rabbi Dosa, that when the animal is entrusted to the roa, even if it's not given until Yom Tov itself, so in that particular case we say harehi kiragle haroa. The Gemara now continues by citing a brisa which talks about a related topic, namely where you have two people who are sharing objects, and these two individuals are are subject to different tchumin going into Yom Tov. So Tanu Rabbanan, Shnaim Sheshalu Cholok Echad B'Shutfus. You have two people who borrow a single cholok, a single garment together, B'Shutfus, as partners, jointly. One borrows it with the understanding that he's going to take it to the Beis Medrash in the morning, and the other one is going to use it to the Beis HaMishteh. He's going to go to a banquet hall in the evening. Now, both of these locations are outside Tzuchum, and they are in opposite directions. So, Zeh Erev Elov Latzafon, V'zeh Erev Elov Ladarum. So, this individual goes ahead and he places an Erev in order to allow him to walk into the northern border of the city, beyond the northern border, that is, Vizeir Vlaladaram, and this one is going to the south. So Zesh Erev Alav Latzafon, Mahalich Latzafon Karagli Misha'irav Lolodaram. So the one who places an Erev in order to allow him to go to the north, so he can go to the north with this beged, with this argument. However, he can only do so as far, literally again, as the feet of the one who places an Erev for the south. Meaning, because since they have taken this chaluk b'shutfus, so the chaluk is limited to the place where both of them could go. Vizesh Erev Alav Ladarom, and the one who places the Erev for the south, Mahalich Ladarom Kiragli Misha Erev Alav Latzafon. So he can go to the south, but again, only as far as the one who places the Erev for the north, only as far as he can go. V'imitzu Esatchum. However, if they go ahead and establish their Tchum boundary at the center, meaning there is no overlap whatsoever, so then, essentially, it cannot be moved at all. In this particular case, there's no overlap whatsoever between the respective tchumen, that both individuals prepare an Erev, which allows them to go 2,000 amos beyond his own place of residence, but it does not, these two areas, which have been extended, do not overlap at all. So, essentially, the beged cannot be moved at all because it is limited to Raglei Shteihen.